Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here aboard Star Pride in the Canary Islands. And this is one of Windstar's first cruises around the Canaries, and we're just setting out right now. I'm with a familiar face, although you probably don't know her from Windstar, Janet Bava, who's the Chief Commercial Officer for Windstar Cruises. And Janet's really new on board, but we're going to talk to her about that. We're going to talk to her about the new ships that Windstar is getting. We're talking about new itineraries and also how they're working with the travel advisor community. You'll hear all about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Janet, first of all, it's great to see you. We've been talking for a while about this, and you actually said you got to go on this cruise. This is actually the President's Cruise. So we have Chris Prelog on board, and we're going to be talking with him later. But you're unfortunately just on for one night, and I had to get you before you. Why are you leaving so early?
So you know what? Mother duty calls. It's my son's birthday, and I have been traveling. I was at Sea Trade in Miami. Then I came to Spain for Virtuoso Forum, went to visit our GSA in Barcelona, and Chris said to me, come on, you can do one night. We have the most valued travel advisors. We have our Club 180 on board. And Diana said, we can pull this off one night. And I also want to go on the camels tomorrow.
Okay. So, oh, I forgot. That's the shore excursion. That's tomorrow. I'm going to see what if I can get on that. But it's great. So you've been on board now 7 months, right?
Yes. I've been with Windstar 7 amazing months. Just feel very fortunate to be working with such an amazing brand, such a beloved, iconic brand for so many years. Everyone, I think we're celebrating 40 years. With the amazing. Iconic sailboats, and so few years now with these beautiful yachts, the Star Pride, the Star Breeze, and the Star Legend, and so
all of which have been stretched since COVID. I was actually on the first reintroduction of the Stretch, and it really is improved. I mean, there's so many more features on the ship, right?
Yeah, and that's what I love. I mean, why do we love to go to Europe? There's so much history, and you know, there's a lot of maintenance of historical monuments, and I think these ships, you know, broke records back in the day when they came out in the small ship luxury space, and I love that Windstar has invested in preserving history. And so they made history back, you know, 30 years ago, and they're still making history today.
Absolutely. Well, and they made some news at Sea Trade recently, and we reported on it. You're getting 2 more ships.
Yes.
Yeah. And what are those ships, and what are they going to do?
So it's interesting because there were a lot of announcements at Sea Trade, and everyone seems to be getting bigger ships. And so we've made a commitment. We're going to stay small. We're going to grow our fleet because we do want to, you know, continue to immerse our clients and our yacht club members and our guests in these beautiful destinations around the world. And these small ships, you know, they don't navigate as fast as the big ones. And so we want to maintain our ships like we have year-round in Tahiti, year-round in Europe. And so we need more ships to be able to do that the right way. And so we're very excited about our new Star-class ships, the Star Seeker and the Star Explorer.
I've forgotten the name. Star Seeker and Star Explorer.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, and they'll only have 224 guests on board. So perfect for charters. I mean, everyone kind of, advisors and partners that were chartering this ship before it got cut in half and expanded were kind of like, no, you should have kept at the 200 range. And so we heard you loud and clear, and we brought 2 additional ships to stay in that 200 range.
You know, and I think I even know the ships because I know the design because it
yes.
was part of Mystic originally,
yes.
and that's what you're getting. And it seems like a perfect fit for you.
Absolutely. They're beautiful vessels, but we're definitely going to Windstar-nize them.
Windstar-nize. That's a new marketing term for it.
Chris made that up. I can't take the credit, but he made sure he's talking to everyone to make sure they feel like Windstar the moment that you step on board.
And do you have any idea where these ships are going to go? You're still working on that.
Well, one of the things that we do know now that we have 2 additional ships for a total of 8 that we'll be able to bring the sailboat back to Tahiti.
Right.
And we're right now designing the itinerary. We want to bring iconic destinations back that perform so well, like Alaska, Japan. So yeah, we'll see, but we're going to be announcing that very soon, and you know we're going to call you first, right?
I hope so, and we'll do an interview on that one. Now, the other thing is you mentioned Tahiti, and that is the beauty of it. You're actually going to have 2 ships in Tahiti, right? And one will be a motorized yacht, and one is going to be the sailing yacht, right?
Yeah, and it's about choice, right? We have our guests that sail with us in the Star class. They go back to the Wind class. And then we have our guests that just want the, you know, the sailboat experience, or they want the yacht experience. And we know the people of Tahiti, they've been, you know, they've watched the silhouette of the beautiful Wind class ships for over 36 years in their islands. They were very sad to see the Wind Spirit go, so they are very excited. We did get an email from the president and all his delegates, and so they're just so excited about the news. And so we're so excited to be able to cover more of the region and just give the option of the experience that
the
guests.
And you're doing longer itineraries in the islands. We go up to the Marquesas, which is a long cruise. It's, you have to do that in 2 weeks, not just the Society Islands, which you're known for.
Yes.
And I don't know how many times I've seen that Windstar ship in the lagoon in Bora Bora. It's just an amazing vessel, and to see that coming back along with your motorized
right.
as well. So you got two options for clients.
And Tahiti's not getting that many hotels in the near future, so the fact that we are able to bring an additional option for those experiencing Tahiti, and it's also a destination where, you know, geographically it's closer to the West Coast to get to Tahiti than it is to get to Europe. So there's a lot of repeat business from the West Coast. People want to go back, so they want to see new destinations like the Marquesa Islands. So a lot of people have been to Bora Bora. They haven't been to the Marquesas. And then there's Fiji as well that we want to add to
the that add to Fiji, which is a wonderful place as well. And I've been lucky enough to go to Tahiti a number of times over the French Polynesia, all over the place. So it's a beautiful location. And you're right. It's only like a 7-hour flight from LA, really.
It's two movies and a quick nap, and then you're there.
That's it. It's like going to Europe. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it really is. It's wonderful. And we have, of course, our partnership with Air Tahiti Nui that offers now wonderful flights, not only from LA, but also Seattle, which is, you know, great for our Canadians in the West Coast. And then we have, obviously, you know, we're looking to expand globally. And so our Europeans love that flight from Paris, connects through LA. So we have a lot of options to get people to Tahiti and explore those beautiful islands, so rich in culture and history.
Well, it is. I love Tahiti. I love Fiji, too. It's going to be great. Now, any other new itineraries that we should know about coming up for this year, next year?
Yeah, so we have obviously the Canary Islands.
We're here. We should be talking about this.
What beautiful weather. Honestly, I've been now in Spain. You know, the Mediterranean is amazing. In fact, we have the Winter Med that we launched with the Star Legend this year. It was our best performing ship, and now we're now bringing her back for the next 2 to 3 years.
You are here in the winter. That's amazing.
We now have a ship in Europe year-round.
That's amazing.
And so one of the biggest draws from that is that you have these iconic cities like Rome and Barcelona and Nice and France and Marseille and the French Riviera, and you get to come and experience it all year round. Beautiful weather and all those iconic destinations, La Sagrada Familia, the Vatican, they're not as full as it is in the summer. So it just really provides a beautiful choice. Again, it's all about choice of when people want to come, and they want to come to Europe all year round, and now there's a ship to take them around.
And these islands here, I'm looking forward to it. I've never been here. It's going to be a first time for me. You mentioned the camel trip, but that, we'll see if I get on that one. But it's amazing number of wonderful islands. It's like going to the Caribbean, in a Caribbean island cruise, and with a difference. It's really cool.
And, you know, for Americans, it's new, but for the Europeans, especially the Brits, you know, they've been coming here. This has been their winter destination and their summer destination for many years. So now as we're getting additional airlift into Spain and these islands, it just presents a wonderful opportunity for us to take our guests all around the world.
No, absolutely, and you're doing that well. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing with travel advisors. We do have, you said, some of the top travel advisors here. I met my friend Gloria Bowen, who is one of your godmothers. I've cruised on Windstar with Gloria. She's wonderful. Jackie Friedman is here. Anita Pagliasso is here. So there's a lot of other travel advisors here from all different the groups. What are you doing with travel advisors these days?
Well, we are celebrating our most successful wave season in the history of Windstar Cruises, and that's why it was important for Chris during his President's Cruise to invite our Club 180 members on board to recognize them for, you know, their unwavering support during the most challenging times. And now, you know, as cruising is really coming back strong across all brands, but for Windstar in particular, you know, it's really amazing to see the travel advisor support. We wouldn't be here without them. So it was important for Chris and for the team. Diana Rome is here, Joe Giffo, Gina, they're here to really just celebrate. I mean, we're not going to work, we're going to literally celebrate and plan for the future, because we have a lot of capacity to fill now in the future.
Oh, you got two more ships now, you better get going.
Yeah, exactly. So we're working with them to understand, you know, we want to become easy to do business with. We already are, but what are the technologies that we need to be implementing? What are the programs? What's working? What's not working? And all over an amazing dinner, carefully curated by the James Beard Foundation, you know, chefs that we collaborate with, and carefully curated wines by Peter Tobler. So we have just an amazing crew right now that's, you know, wining and dining our people to make sure they have just a fabulous time, and they go back home you know, talking to their agents and their partners to make sure that Windstar is top of mind.
Well, absolutely. And you just mentioned the name Peter Tobler. I love Peter. He's a great guy. I've had you got to have dinner with Peter. Peter will send the steak back if he doesn't think it's right for you.
So we have menus here that he pairs, and I always ask for the wine. Whatever I choose, I'm like, okay, what would Peter recommend? What is Peter recommending? So I listen to whatever he pairs our foods with.
He's a Swiss guy. He knows the wines. That's for sure.
He does.
And I've sailed with him a couple times. I'm very lucky to do that. He's an amazing guy. Anything else you want to tell our travel advisors out there? We go to 125,000 of them now about Windstar today, and also about your experience, because you've sort of found a wonderful company to work for now.
I did, and I feel incredibly fortunate that I've worked for amazing brands in my past, as you know, our beloved brands like Alma Waterways and Silver Sea. And so just to be and to see and experience Windstar Cruising and seeing the white space that exists for clients for Windstar, I think it's incredibly important. It's really, I think, probably luxury is the most overused word right now in describing a small ship cruise experience. But this casualness that comes with sailing our ships, it's just easy, it's fun. And usually fun is kind of, connected with another brand. But you know what? Small ship cruising with Windstar can be fun. And I love it. I feel it's the right match for me at this point in time. And I just love, the ability to, and I'm learning so much too, the ability to plan itineraries and, not only do the marketing that I've been known for in this industry, but be able to work with sales and, revenue management, pricing, promotions. It's really an exciting time. And I feel as if this brand is in a perfect place to really thrive in the cruise industry, as a lot of people either are entering the cruise world with smaller ships or they're moving from mass market larger ships. As they get larger, they may want something smaller and intimate. So we're excited about the future, and we're excited about the travel advisor support, about your support. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you and really excited for what's to come.
And just remind us, because it is a positioning, you almost have a unique position with the industry, because I try to call you luxury. The food is so much, years ago, one of my first Windstar cruises, I thought the food was average. It has gotten so much better. You've put more new restaurants in. You've put, you have a better spa product. You have all kinds of stuff going on here. So where do you position Windstar now? Or you are on your own market?
I think we have our own market. No one has these glorious sailboats, and we're investing a lot of money in the sailboats and, making sure that they're up to date. They do get a lot of wear and tear out at sea. So that's why we took the Wind Spirit out of Tahiti. Our ownership, Santerra, and our ownership does not want to spare a dime to make sure these ships stay pristine. And we do preserve the history of the sailboats. And then you have the yachts, who are still very intimate, but there's a consistent delivery of the product across the entire fleet, no matter whether it's a yacht or it's a sailboat. And I think the food, you've nailed it. I think we have some of the best operators that have come from iconic luxury brands. And, starting from our president, who's worked on board these ships.
Chris got a great story. He actually worked on a ship. I don't know if it was this ship, but a ship similar to.
No, it was a Star Legend.
As a Star Legend, he was what?
He was started as a waiter, and he went up the chain and worked his way up. So he knows how to operate the ship. And also Stain, our head of operations, he was also on the Star Pride. In fact, when we came on board, he said, let me know how my ship is doing. So you have a lot of folks, we have Gunter and we have Peter Tobler, who worked on board the ship. So it's really interesting for me, who I've always worked on the corporate side, to work with those who have worked on board the ships. Because when you're planning, whether it's a challenging planning situation, like moving the ship from the Middle East into the Europe, or if you're just planning for a future product like the two new ships, you have operators at the table. At corporate offices, understanding that whatever it is that we're dreaming of, how can we execute that on board the ship? And those are things that, really make a difference, because our guests, they cannot, that smooth experience when they're coming on board, from boarding it to dining to the shore excursions, you can really tell the years of history that exists within the organization.
And right now you're being run in part by executives who know about that history and from the very beginning. And so I think that's really one of the unique aspects of Windstar, is that you have people who have been doing it since these ships, they know these ships very well.
And they're humble, so guest-centric and all about problem resolution. Because, when you work on a ship, you know how to resolve problems. You have 1 week, 2 weeks to do that. And so it really is great. It's very refreshing to work alongside just incredible individuals. And then we've hired amazing teams, members from other brands in marketing and sales. And so it's just, we have a really good group. And I think you could see that whether you come on board the ships, the crew and the staff are very friendly. They're here to connect with you. so we don't have butlers that are here to service you. The friendly crew is here to connect with our guests.
Extraordinarily friendly, but I've experienced that every time I've been on a Windstar ship, and it's even more impressive now, I got to tell you. Janet, I want to thank you. Thank you for taking your one night here on board.
I was
very sorry you have to leave us.
But I'm going to make the most of every minute, by the way.
Yeah, well, if you're going on the camels, you're going to make it like that. I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us. We still got another, I don't know, 7 days left on this cruise, and I'm going to be interviewing really the whole team here, Chris Prelog, obviously, but then a lot of members of the team that are on board. I've done this before, but it really is an amazing product, and it's so good to be hearing all about your great news with the new ships and the way this line is going to expand and continue to grow in its own little niche, that's what I'd say.
Yes, and we're going to continue to grow, but I want to continue to tell everyone that it's with our travel partners. We're going to grow together. It's with partners like you who are getting the message out there, and it's travel advisors who are helping us sell and position our products in front of the right people, right? And I think this is the beauty of cruising, right? We all know each other. We've all known each other for a very long time, and we're all supporting each other no matter where we land.
Okay, well, good luck with the camel tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to get on board.
You're going to have to join me. Now
I got to see if they have another place. I haven't really booked any Shorex here. I've got a lot of stuff to look at the ship. Yeah. Again, thanks so much. And I'm James Schillinglaw aboard Star Pride right in the Canaries. We're heading to our next destination, which is, I can't even remember.
Lanzarote.
So there you go. And this is Insider Travel Report.